Once again, Honda has the dubious distinction of building the most stolen car in America. Frank Scafidi of the National Insurance Crime Bureau says it's the 1995 Civic.
They're very popular. There are many of them out there. They're lots of targets for thieves. They last a long time. So it's not surprising in this report that we see them repeat year after year.
Others on the list, the 91 Honda Accord, the 89 Toyota Camry, and the 97 Ford F-150 pickup. A new report's call for a crackdown on internet pharmacies that sell prescription drugs on the internet without prescriptions. Columbia University's National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse says there are 159 websites, but only two are legitimate pharmacies. The U.S. has joined Europe and Australia in coordinating inspections of factories in China and India that produce raw materials for making drugs. Contaminated heparin is blamed for dozens of deaths. This is CNN Radio.
The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed do not represent the views of management or those of Clear Channel Worldwide.
Hello, welcome listeners to the Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk AM 1260, sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour. We are here every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. and we always try to cover a wide range of subjects on health, diet, nutrition, lifestyle, and exercise. And what you're interested in is what we'd like to cover. Remember, this show is streamed through the station website, which is progressivetalk1260.com, and through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of myvillagegreen.com, they have a sale going on. And we are getting close to the last of that sale. It's been on through July, and it ends Saturday, July 12th. You can get 30% off on Pathway Nutrition Products. That's their own Pathway brand. 25% off on all other supplements, and a whopping 35% off Pathway Joint Health Formula. So don't forget to get down there before Saturday, or you can. The last day is actually Saturday. So if you get down Saturday, you can still participate in the sale. I wanted to talk about our topic and introduce our guest tonight. The topic today is all about toxins. Toxins in our air, food, water, environment, and in our bodies, and how they get in our bodies and what we can do about it. We hope to have some tips on what you can do to avoid them and get rid of them. And our guest today is Dr. George Yu. He's a physician, MD, and clinical professor of urology at GWU Medical Center. So he's local, and we're so honored to have him here. He does maintain a private practice, Aegis Medical and Research Associates, and has a new website. I love the name, Totally You. That's totallyyu.com. So you can access the website and learn a little bit more about Dr. Yu. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Well, I'm glad to have you here, and this is one of my favorite topics, and I know our listeners are interested. Tell me first, Dr. Yu, a little bit about how you got interested in this aspect of alternative, complementary medicine, and what you do.
Well, I'm totally surgical by background, in general surgery and urological surgery, and for the longest part of my career, I've been involved with oncological reconstructive surgery and urology. And one of the areas that is big is bladder cancer. As you know, historically, bladder cancer has always been connected with chemicals.
Yes.
The dye industry definitely has some effect on those people who work there and developed bladder cancer. Of course, the radical surgery was exciting and very, very good. However, our survival rates were always poor. And to this day, we don't really have a very good cure rate. So as time went on, I began to think about maybe we should be looking at what's causing it.
Good idea.
And that got me interested more in not only endogenous toxins, but, you know, toxic chemicals and synthetic chemicals affecting the disease.
Well, I always find it interesting when a surgeon ventures into this aspect. So you're quite unique. I'm sure you know that. And you've had a lot to contribute. Talk to us a little bit. Let's discuss some of the common toxins and sort of define them. I know we've got 77,000 different chemicals that are produced in North America alone, and over 3,000 chemicals added to our food supply in the form of additives, some of which are perfectly safe, but of course not all of them are able to be tested, and over 10,000 chemical solvents, emulsifiers, preservatives, etc., in food processing, with 1,000 new chemicals introduced each year. And that sounds frightening, because we really haven't had the ability to test these thoroughly. Could we talk about some of the important toxins, some of the ones you've talked about? We both lectured down at GWU, and I was fascinated by what you had to say.
Well, first of all, you know, the definition we should clarify is that most of the toxins that the body has is endogenous, meaning that the body produces it, and it has that burden to get rid of it. However, it's additive in that with all these huge number of new chemicals coming in, there's no way the body can deal with all of it. It has to deal with the ones it produces. And we generally define synthetic chemicals as the toxic chemicals instead of a toxin. So you have the toxins which you produce, and then toxic chemicals, and then, as you said, the synthetic chemicals. And, of course, in the news, you've been hearing a lot about phthalates, parabens. Phthalates are plasticizers making plastic softer. And parabens, of course, have to be used in anything where you have to have preservatives. Cosmetics, food, anything where you have to keep it on the shelf for a long time. And of course, you've heard of bisphenol A, but actually there's a lot more than that. As you know, DDT has been banned for a long time, but in one of my research projects, we have found that the DDE, which is a byproduct of DDT,
in the body,
is still very high in the fat tissues. It's not in the blood.
Is it because it's been in the soil, and it's, how are we getting?
How are we getting? That's a great question.
Since it's been banned.
Everybody wonders about that. Well, I think that, yes, it does go in the soil, but it's mainly passed on through the feeding chain, the food we eat, especially fatty food. Now, whenever you pick up a steak with marbled fat, you know that that animal has had some exposure. And therefore, when you eat that, that material probably goes into you just as much as in fish. So
makes
it
sense.
Is, yeah. So it passes on, and you have to be thinking about whenever you eat oily foods that these organic compounds have a tendency to want to accumulate in fatty tissues in you.
So they store in the fat in the animals and the fish, and then we eat them, and they get into our fatty tissues. Dioxins, I know, have been a big concern, and the heavy metals. And I was thrilled that just recently the FDA had a new decision on amalgams, mercury amalgams. And I'm actually going to read this because I couldn't believe it. Dental amalgams contain mercury, which may have neurotoxic effects on the nervous systems of developing children and fetuses. And that's on the FDA website. This is a huge
turnaround.
And the other comment they make is that pregnant women and persons who may have health conditions that make them more sensitive to mercury exposure, including individuals with existing high levels of mercury, should not avoid seeking dental care, but should discuss options with their health practitioner. This is huge.
Right.
This is
right.
A huge turnaround.
This is a big change, because we knew about mercury, and of course there's always a controversial subject, but the fact that they even published something like this says that there must be some truth in the toxicity of this.
Well, I think the truth has always been there. It's been avoided, and we're real behind. Many countries have already banned amalgams. And I'm a dental hygienist by training as well. Mm-hmm. And it's always impressed me that when the dentist takes the filling out of your mouth, he's got to put it in a container that's sealed and hire a toxic removal service to remove it. in order to keep the atmosphere in the dental office safe for OSHA reasons.
Right.
But
right.
oddly, it's supposed to be safe in the mouth, and that's never made scientific sense, so I'm thrilled with that. What we're going to do is take a little bit of a break, but I just wanted to let our listeners know that we're talking with Dr. George Yu from George Washington University Medical Center, and we're talking about environmental toxins and how we get them and what they do in our bodies and how to get rid of them. And this is Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Please stay with us. We are going to be back right after this break.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Have you ever known someone who fractured their hip? It's a common injury in older women and can be life-threatening. You can help prevent bone loss by taking Pathway Bone Guardian. It's a unique formulation containing a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxyapatite, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other supplements. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call 301-530-0800.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often, poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com, J-A-R-R-O-W, for the best in probiotic supplements.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new and exclusive patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunotix 3 through 6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Ask your functional medical consultant for complete details.
Taking a calcium supplement may not prevent bone loss. That's because calcium by itself is not enough. Don't take chances. Take Pathway Bone Guardian. This unique formulation contains a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxyapatite, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other supplements. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5414 West Cedar Lane or call them at 301-530-0800.
Progressive Talk 1260.
Hello, welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the evening, and we've been having an interesting discussion with Dr. George Yu from the George Washington Medical University Medical Center, just locally here. We're talking about toxins in our environment and in our bodies, and toxic chemicals that we're exposed to, and our own toxins that we make. And Dr. Yu, I always refer to that system of getting rid of toxins as our disposal system. And one of the problems is that many people come into the world with a poor set of disposals to even handle their own toxins, and then once they get the burden that's in the environment.
Right. Yeah, a perfect example is overuse of alcohol. And if you obviously drink too much, the liver can't function to get rid of a lot of different chemicals, and one of them is hormones. And the classic example for the first year medical student is to see a cirrhotic who has breast development, and one of the hallmarks on their skin is what they call spider angiomatous, which is typically a manifestation of too much estrogens that are
right.
left in the body.
Because the liver can't detoxify
That's
the estrogen.
Right. It just can't do all the work. There's only that much to go around, and if you overburden it, it just exhausts. So the liver is one of the most important, what I call, incinerators of toxic chemicals and synthetics.
Yeah, I like your word better than my disposals, because that's what we need, good incinerators.
Got to make it real clear.
Absolutely. So let's mention some of the things that we started to talk about in the first segment of the show. We mentioned cosmetics as being a source of a lot of toxic chemicals, plasticizers, fungicides, and we mentioned the DDT, and that some of these actually interrupt the hormone system called endocrine.
That's right, yeah. This is a big area because, you know, our focus on cancer perhaps has, made us not think about the more subtle level of changes in your body, which happens to be the endocrine system, the metabolic system, diabetes, related to dioxins, and the immune system. They're all subtle, and on the long run, they then lead to diseases.
And we are looking at many diseases driven by toxic effects, from neurological disorders, developmental delays, hormonal, reproductive.
One of the best clues that we're having, actually, is from the wildlife. You know, the
yes.
greatest criticism, and Bruce Ames, one of the greatest scientists in the world, notes that, you know, the doses we give these animals to show a point is way too high. That's not realistic to human life. However, in wildlife, these animals are getting the same exposures that we are. And when something goes wrong, as we have seen in zoology, like the alligators in Florida not being able to reproduce because the penises are too small,
yes,
there's something wrong. And that's the clue that we should take seriously rather than to say, well, they're different animals.
And it reminds me of Rachel Carlson's Silent Spring.
Right, right.
And I remember reading it in the 60s and being impressed.
Right. And, the next one who is one of my heroes is Theo Kolburn.
Yes.
Theo Kolburn lives in Colorado now, and I'm a great admirer because of that book, The Stolen Future, in which he gives reference after references. And a lot of my own understanding comes from her work.
Excellent. Excellent. So talk a little bit about how we find these toxins in our bodies. I know that lead testing is always done on the blood, and I try to explain to families that toxins stay in the deeper tissues, not necessarily in the bloodstream, except going in and going out. How, in your work, have you identified toxins in the body?
Yeah. You know, one of the biggest studies done in the country, mandated by the public, was the Long Island breast cancer study. And this, of course, was replicated in Marin County. And for the longest time, they couldn't find a real correlation between the pesticides or chemicals to the breast cancer. Now, when I read this over and over by an article by Wynn, who's at the NIH, there was discussion about getting it from the blood. And then they got some from the fat around the breast. But what about the fat around the whole body? What about the fat around the organs? So as a surgeon, I was privileged, since I've taken care of so many people in 35 years, I get to look at what they look outside and then look at the inside. And believe it or not, they do match.
Yes.
And so my point was, okay, let's sample these anatomical areas on the outside, which is your love handles, and then going into the belly, into the near the stomach, which we call the omentum fat, the liver, the falciform ligament, and also the fat that surrounds all the intestinal tract. And then we said, okay, let's go one step further and look at the fat toxic levels in near the pancreas, behind the peritoneal cavity, and then go down below near the prostate. So we did all this analysis, and we were able to clearly see that the blood level was almost negligible, but the high levels were very impressive compared to blood. So the blood, in my mind, cannot be equated with the fat total body burden. And we're talking about total body burdens because it's all additive. In a lifetime, you accumulate all these things inside you, and how do you get rid of it to stay healthy?
Well, what we refer to as total load, and I'm so glad you gave a really clear explanation of it, because diagnosing the toxic metals has been a challenge. And In my practice and working with physicians, we use a variety of methods. Your fat analysis is the gold standard. What we do is we use hair because what travels into the body and out of the body does get deposited in hair. We also use metallothionine function,
right,
because it's involved in getting rid of toxins, and porphyrin analysis.
Right, right.
And we're getting more tools, but really nothing's as succinct as biopsying fat cells.
Right. And you know, the other fatty tissue is your brain. And obviously you can't biopsy the brain. But in animal studies, one of the most impressive findings is when you try to get rid of it from the brain, it's very difficult.
We know that. And the brain has always been difficult to treat in many areas.
Right.
And it does explain very clearly how vulnerable the fetus, the developing fetus, is to the exposure of toxins.
Oh, yes. Yes, I think so. I think that's the more sensitive area.
It's a nightmare to me that the flu shot is recommended to pregnant women, not just because of the potential antibody effect from the flu shot itself, but that it has mercury in it.
I understand.
Yeah, so I look forward to the FDA coming down on that one next. And you mentioned earlier when we were talking that the government is always going to be behind the ball, not ahead. As these toxins stay in our environment and it's proven how dangerous they are and damaging, and sometimes it's taken generations, then they come out.
Right. And, you know, before I forget, I should mention the beautiful work done by Michael Skinner from Seattle, in which he published, I believe in Science, the epigenetic effect of,
yes,
venclozolin. You know, venclozolin should be known by every wine drinker. Because it is a fungicide that is sprayed on grapes. The problem is that it is very difficult to wash off. And what Michael Skinner did was he looked at the five generations of animals and saw that there was an epigenetic, meaning that it's not a real mutation, but there's some changes that occur that's passed on from you all the way five generations down. So it means you, your children, and the grandchildren. So the implications of that is big, and it's the first time that it was very well documented.
And again, you said this so well, because it has been, I think the ability to test and the science has really caught up with what was always suspected. And we have such discrete ways of testing and finding the effect on that animal and then following it for multiple generations. Because I will have patients and I'll say, don't eat margarines. Oh, I don't. I haven't. I said, but your grandmother and your mother did. And we have multi-generational effects from everything from blue dye on.
Yeah, you know, it's always amazing how that can happen. And you know, don't forget that we have these natural catastrophes and also intentional catastrophes like the 9/11,
yes,
disaster, in which, you know, over 70,000 people from different events are sick.
Yes.
And so it catches the attention of everybody because you really can't treat it except symptomatically. And one of the most impressive events that I witnessed was in the 9/11 firefighters, we saw a man who had Parkinson-like symptoms. And after he went through a cleansing process of elimination and mobilization, the purple towel that he showed manganese, which does cause a Parkinsonian-like symptoms.
Absolutely.
And his symptoms went away.
Right. Those are dramatic. I've read for years and actually experienced people in the fire service exposed to fires in with chemicals and fertilizers, tremendous toxic burdens, and it comes out of the pores. Wonderful that we can at least start treating it. And in our next segment, I want to talk a lot about what people can do. Just a few more words. What else do we want to mention about the toxins? You mentioned cosmetics, and a lot of people are so unaware.
Yeah. I mean, this is going to probably the venue of the push to have safer and cleaner cosmetics, because the women know that they look great, but they have a problem. And EWG and Christina Farlow are all the great disciples and the people who are really trying to make people aware. And I think it's going to happen within the three to five years.
Well, I'm a Burt's Bees fan.
That's good.
And I think they make wonderful products. I love this quote by Chief Seattle. Man does not weave the web of life. He is merely a strand in it. Whatever he does to the web, he does to himself. And I think this is so appropriate for the subject. I just want to remind our listeners, we're talking with Dr. George Yu from George Washington University Medical Center. And we're talking about toxins. And this is Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us, folks. We will be back after the break.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Overwhelmed, overstressed, overworked, overeating, overindulging. Tis the season to overdo. Protect yourself and your family with TwinLab Immunity Booster, Multivitamins, and Stress B Complex. TwinLab vitamins and minerals can help your family stay healthy, even when they're not acting healthy. Protect your family with TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Taking a calcium supplement may not prevent bone loss. That's because calcium by itself is not enough. Don't take chances. Take Pathway Bone Guardian. This unique formulation contains a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxybutyrate, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other supplements. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call them at 301-530-0800.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often, poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com, J-A-R-R-O-W, for the best in probiotic supplements.
Have you ever known someone who fractured their hip? It's a common injury in older women and can be life-threatening. You can help prevent bone loss by taking Pathway Bone Guardian. It's a unique formulation containing a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxybutyrate, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other supplements. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call 301-530-0800.
Progressive Talk 1260.
Hello, welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, listeners. We are sponsored by Village Green Apothecary. I am Dana Lake, your host for the evening, and we're honored to have George Yu, Dr. George Yu from George Washington University Medical Center, and we're talking about toxins. We've covered toxins in the environment, the kinds of toxins we make in our body, and how they get there from air, water, food, and that they are in our fat tissues. They really aren't found easily in the blood. And that's sort of a summary of what we've covered. And now, what can we do about it? There are lots of ways of avoiding them. So Dr. Yu is going to cover some information on how we can avoid it in the diet and what we can do nutritionally and with diet to help detox, clean ourselves out.
Well, you know, simple things. It may be a disappointment for many of you because one of my favorite fish is a Chilean sea bass, but the mercury level of these fish are high. I should tell you that I don't have any amalgams, but my mercury level is very high because I eat a lot of fish. Chilean sea bass is number one, groupers number two, mackerel's number three of the big fish. Orange roughy also is involved in it. The middle group is our home fish, the striped bass, which I love and I see every day near my home. Halibut comes in that category. Lobster's in that category. And the lowest one's butterfish, catfish, believe it or not, crab, flounder. And the very lowest, of course, are the smallest fish, the anchovies, the herring, the tilapia is good, and the sardines. So in that order, you have to be, it doesn't mean you can't have it. It just means that you don't want to overload it.
Right.
Another area that you should be thinking about is fruits. In the wintertime, probably you're tempted to eat those big, juicy strawberries from overseas, but I would caution you that the strawberries, bell peppers, and even spinach are very high in pesticides, very, very high. So I would just wait for the season to come and you get your little small strawberries from the local market, probably be better.
Excellent idea.
Some of the things that may help you clean your own house is, believe it or not, daisies, mums, English ivy outside, mother-in-laws, peace lilies, Chinese evergreen, and bamboo palm are all ways in which the plants can remove chemicals for you. So don't forget that. And of course, some kind of water fountain in your house also cleans out particles, removes particles from the air.
And don't we love the sound of water?
Exactly.
We're just naturally drawn to it.
Yeah.
And it's good feng shui.
Right. And for the women, of course, for the men, by the way, Grecian formula is a very heavily, has a very heavily content of lead.
Yes.
And this is not not a good thing. For the women, the cosmetics, I would recommend that you start looking at, the websites like EWG.
Environmental Working Group.
Yes, and start rating your lipsticks and start becoming healthier. One of the best companies that I've seen is Earth's Beauty, and you mentioned Burt's Bee. There's actually a list of good lipsticks. The bad ones, I'll tell you right away, and L'Oreal is very high. CoverGirl, Dior. Maybelline's getting a little bit lower and nicer. And some of the better ones are Avon, MAC. There's some very nice Revlon particles. But in all, you have to be aware that you are the one who's proactive. We empower you to start looking at yourself.
So they can just Google Environmental Working Group.
Right,
we get a lot
right.
of good information from them.
Christine Farlow has her little book called Dying to Look Good. And her website is also excellent, in which you can buy the book and have a little pocketbook you can put into your purse. And whenever you go anywhere, you can just look up anything. And they'll
give
you
it. Yeah. Dying to Look Good. Very well spoken. Now, Citrusolve is a good green multipurpose cleaner, and Ecover products and the Dragonfly Organics and BioClean. And really, all these products can do what all of our more toxic products have been doing. And baking soda and vinegar.
Right,
goes
the
a long
good
way.
Old thing. Good old thing. Just like Epsom salts.
Oh, Epsom salt actually gets wine stains out of the carpet.
I mean, it
not only is good to soak in, and when you mention the Epsom salt, there's two things in there, the magnesium and then the sulfur, and how important the sulfur compounds are.
You know why they soak it in the old days?
Why?
Because you have so many pores in your feet. You have something like 8,000 pores. And so when you put your feet in that solution, that all gets absorbed into your body. You don't have to drink it. You don't have to bathe in it.
Well, we do know it's calming, and we've had many patients experience a lot of sludge-looking material come out when they first start to do these soaks, the Epsom soaks. And one of our physicians actually scraped the tub of the sludge from his child soaking in there and then had it analyzed and found some toxic metals.
Really?
So it's fascinating that it really does work, soaking in Epsoms. And for our kids who may not want to soak, we use the Epsom cream, which is magnesium sulfate cream. And one of my moms told a funny story. She was putting it on at night, and her sister said, "Why are you putting sunscreen on him at night?" Because the Epsom cream.
You know, the other thing you should not forget is I remember about 20 years ago, I was in New York, and John Laura, one of the greatest hypertension men, said, you know, since we invented the air conditioning, we have hypertension because we don't sweat anymore.
Uh-huh.
We can't get rid of things. Sweating is one of the best, cheapest ways to get things out.
And we can sauna.
Absolutely. Sauna is different from steam room or, hot tub. Sauna is the best. And if I were you, everybody should be in the sauna. You know, the women who are childbearing, who color their hair, should be in a sauna a lot. Because we know that at that age, the women have high levels of paraben and phthalates.
Yes, yes. It's excellent advice. Let's talk a little bit about some of the nutrients. We mentioned sulfur and amino acids are sulfur bearing, so protein is important for the body to provide sulfur. And many compounds are magnets for toxins that are sulfur compounds. So we always look at the antioxidants, vitamin C, zinc, selenium, vitamin A, beta carotene, and something called lipoic acid, which is also sulfur bearing.
Right.
Glutathione is
big product. Yeah.
Major molecule. I call it the garbage bag of detox. You can't
pull
these toxins around your body. You got to have something to get rid of it.
Yeah, and you know, in phase two of the liver cleansing, that's one of the biggest ingredients necessary in the process of making it soluble so it can be excreted. Very, very important.
The other, I'd like to talk a little bit about some more things that can be avoided. I know it's really impossible to avoid all the environmental toxins. We live on this earth, and it's hard to go live at the top of the Andes away from all society. So let's give some suggestions. We talked about eating safer fish, avoiding processed foods, and natural cleaning products. What else can they do?
One thing that I'm always amazed by, my brother-in-law, of course, loves to play golf, and so do I. But one thing that I would caution you before you buy your multi-million-dollar home on a golf course.
You got it.
Is to think about it, because, you know, that grass didn't look like that before. They had to make it happen. And in order for that to happen, they have to put a lot of things on there. Now, they have certain golf courses where they have the, you know, natural ways. But in general, they have to use some very strong materials. And guess what? It's going to be near your house. So if I were you, I would move a little bit, maybe 2 miles away from it.
So it's not quite so attractive to live on the golf course. I talked one of my sons out of having a house at back.
Resale value is very good, but for yourself, it may not be so good.
And I noticed that some of the clubs shut down for the day or the afternoon.
Absolutely.
When
you can smell it. You can smell it. And for heaven's sakes, don't smoke a cigar and put it down on the grass and put it back in your mouth, which I have seen many times.
Yeah, it's I thought that people had a better understanding of the toxicity prevalent on golf courses, and if you bring those shoes that you've worn on the golf course into the house and they're sitting around, there's residue on those shoes.
Absolutely. Just as much as when you go to the cleaners and you're in a rush, you pick up all your new dry clean clothes, for heaven's sakes, don't put it in your closet. Put it in the garage, let it aerate out, and then put it into your room.
Well, I've got the same in my yard. I don't use the chemicals, so I have an unattractive grass in my yard. And I'm very glad to see the clover growing. And I have animals and I have grandchildren. And I have myself and my husband. So I have a real objection to the chemicals on the lawns.
You know, there was a recent book by Jackson called The Autoimmune Epidemic. And she talks about a lot of these neurological diseases related to people who are exposed to, you know, high concentrations. This is just the tip of the iceberg. I would say that in the next few years, we're going to see a lot more of these correlations. However, it is very important that you do something about it and don't wait for everybody to have a consensus about it, because there will always be debate. Why wait? Just take care of yourself, clean yourself out. And you know, when we talk about cleaning, we're not talking only about detoxification. We're talking about cleansing yourself. For instance, sinuses. One of my big pet peeves is I want all my patients to clean their sinuses out with salt water.
Saline rinse, neti pot.
Yeah. It's just too close to the brain.
And it's so easy to use. I actually give the kits out to patients to give it a try. And you certainly feel good. It's a good way to start the day. Well, we're going to come back for the final segment of the show, and we'll try to hit some high points before we sign off. I want to remind our listeners that this is The Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green. And I'm Dana Lake, your host. Please stay with us. We'll be back after this break.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Taking a calcium supplement may not prevent bone loss. That's because calcium by itself is not enough. Don't take chances. Take Pathway Bone Guardian. This unique formulation contains a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxybutyrate, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other supplements. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or call them at 301-530-0800.
Question. How's your back? Your knees?
Ow.
Your neck? Bigger question. How are you responding to inflammation? In the past, there weren't many natural options for managing inflammation in a healthy manner. But now there's Zyflamed from New Chapter, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation. Zyflamend is a patented herbal therapeutic that leverages the natural inflammation modulating properties of traditional herbs like turmeric, ginger, and holy basil. Zyflamend is clinically tested, doctor recommended, and is now being studied by many of America's leading medical institutions. So the next time somebody asks, "How's your back?" just answer Zyflamend, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation.
Have you ever known someone who fractured their hip? It's a common injury in older women and can be life-threatening. You can help prevent bone loss by taking Pathway Bone Guardian. It's a unique formulation containing a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxybutyrate, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other supplements. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or call 301-530-0800.
Progressive Talk 1260.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to The Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the evening, and this is our final segment, talking with Dr. George Yu of George Washington University Medical Center. And we have been talking about toxins, toxins that we make ourselves and toxic chemicals in our environment. They get into our fatty tissues, into the brain, and they are endocrine disruptors, and they affect us for many generations. And we've been talking about avoiding what we can do to avoid, and Dr. Yu and I were just talking about the fact that we're seeing glass come back. I have always given glass bottles at showers so that when moms stop nursing, or if they can't nurse, they can use the glass bottles, and they stopped selling them. You had to order them online. Well, they're back in Bye Bye Baby and the baby stores.
Also the stainless steel bottles.
And the stainless steel bottles.
We're getting them out of the basement and starting to use them again.
So some of the, what happens is for years you hear this discussion of plastics, and no, the government has said everything's safe, and the evidence mounts. And then finally they're banned and everybody runs around pulling them off their shelves. Be safe. Do, if in doubt, do without. Glass is available.
I think in that sense, I believe that the Europeans are way ahead of us. The way the European Union decides what to use is what we should be thinking about.
Well, that's why they block some of our foods, because
Absolutely. That's
what moved us in getting away from hydrogenated oils. So get rid of the Teflon and the aluminum and the plastic. You go to glass, Corning, stainless steel. People have done it for years. We can just go back to some of the old ways. So,
I mean, I would say think twice before you use the Teflon pans. You know, just it is. There's no question it's convenient. However, think about the heat and think about the products that it's going into the food.
And the other thing you mentioned too is many of the plastics will. There's an exchange that goes on. So if you put spaghetti in them and they turn orange.
You know, the problem with the phthalates is that they're not really chemically bound to plastic. They're inserted in between the plastic to keep it soft.
Aha.
And therefore, they're not covalently bonded. They're just inserted. And so they do come out. With heat, they will come out. So I just cringe every time I see a young secretary putting a plastic in the microwave with the food, and I just... I can't even look at it. I just walk away now.
We need a little sign on the microwave door.
Glass.
Glass only.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm so glad that you mentioned that. What else? So remove your metal fillings, we call mercury amalgams. But we still have some problems because some of the replacement fillings have bisphenol A in them.
Right. And, you know, the way to look at this is, you know, I don't want you to walk away from this show thinking, oh, God, this is impossible. Life is a balancing act, and it's all about burdens. We talk about this to educate you, but it's all about you knowing how much you're getting. Now, if you've, you know, drank three bottles of wine today, you're not going to do that tomorrow. It's the same way. You're just... thinking about your total assets and how much you can spend and how much savings you have. So save a little for tomorrow. So you don't have to do everything, but you do have to think, well, I did this. Maybe I should think about it and not do that this time.
Excellent, excellent advice. And anything you do is better than doing nothing at all. And I find that once people start in making healthier choices, exercise, better diet, more organics, using glass, it starts to build.
Right. And also another area that we didn't cover, which we just don't have the time, but the food you eat, you know, every day you have to eat three times at least. And you can avoid sunlight, but you can't avoid food. The problem is, as you get older, just like your endocrine system deteriorates, your digestive system also deteriorates. We know that. And so a lot of people have this food that goes into you, but it doesn't get digested. And that in itself becomes a big burden. Food allergies is very, very common that I've seen that's not IgE related, but maybe IgG, in which they have a reaction. I know a very famous woman, you and I both know her, who has a protein to allergy to egg white. And whenever she eats egg white, she gets a rash. And so when I gave her a dose of a protease to break this big protein down, she didn't get it anymore.
So, because she was able to digest it
thoroughly. Exactly. So that's another area that you don't think about. So think about it a little bit in your consideration of the total body burdens.
And I love the term total load or the straws on the camel's back. And each one of us is an individual, Roger Williams' biochemical individuality. We are all unique, and we may not be able to carry the same load someone
else
carries.
Yeah.
So we have to attend to ourselves.
You know, there are now gene SNPs and ways to check your liver to see how good you are.
Yes, we have excellent tests to find out what we're susceptible to and then what we can do about it. Some people say, oh, I don't want to know that because it's carved in stone. I'm going to get diabetes or be susceptible to cancer or autoimmunity, but that's far from the truth. You just start earlier.
Not only that, your genes are only one part of the act. You need a few other partners to make it happen.
I always refer to this as environmental modification of gene expression. So it's what you
I like that. Sounds good.
You come into the world with and what you do with it, and you can tilt that balance one way or the
other.
Absolutely. And I think that even if listeners have gotten a few apples from the tree, that's good enough. We don't have to buy the whole tree. We can just take a few apples from the tree and what they've heard today. Any other words of advice? Or we talked about Environmental Working Group as a good source for information.
There are many others. And the thing is, once you start Googling, you become much more savvy at navigating. And there's a lot of trash out there. But you get to find the right company, the right groups, and you start finding more and more. And, you know, my own thought is, if you become aware, you become more aware. I have medical colleagues who never even thought about this. And once they started doing this, they pay more attention to it. And I think that's part of the awareness of what we need to do. Now, you know, those people who are really sick. Now, the worst kind is what they call the chemical sensitivity syndrome.
Yes.
You know, I was talking to Dr. Zeems, who's one of the greatest, and she would tell me stories that would make your hair stand up. But those are very extreme cases. I had one case of she had a car accident, and the shock absorbers exploded, and she was exposed to that. And after that, she couldn't be near any plastic. So she had to move into a new home away from this area. But that's an extreme case.
And as wonderful as the airbags are, there is a slight release of a chemical, and I've had a few patients. I've focused for years on the chemically sensitive and actually still coordinate with Dr. Zeem. We share a lot of patients, and many of them cannot even come into the office because they can't go out. We have to do phone consults, and they live in the bubble. And it truly is the one condition that I truly never want to get, because it requires living in such a pure,
total isolation,
restricted environment.
Yeah.
And they're the canaries.
Yeah, you know, one last thing I should point out. I think it was 1998 when the EPA building came about. And there were complaints about sick building syndrome. So just remember one thing. Whenever you go into a building, make sure the windows can open. Because if the air conditioner is down, you're going to get it.
That's right. And it's we tried to get windows to open in one building that we went in. The cost to do that is exponential.
Right.
They make it virtually impossible. And one reminder that I have mentioned before and you've mentioned is the vitamin D. It's important for immunity and getting light exposure, sun exposure, to get some D naturally, short of redness. So if you have fair skin, you need less exposure. If you have darker skin, you need more exposure to get your amount of vitamin D.
As a matter of fact, in my clinical work, I would say it is so low, it's epidemic, especially for the Afro-Americans.
Oh, yes.
The levels I see on the average are somewhere around 10 to 20 at best.
I've seen my first cases of rickets in the last 5 years.
Really?
So it's definitely a mini epidemic. And it's odd that vitamin D protects you from cancers, including skin cancer. And we have low vitamin D because we avoid the sun. So if you have to avoid the sun, absolutely, you can still get your vitamin D by supplementing and getting a test done.
Remember, vitamin D is not a vitamin. It is a hormone.
It's a hormone. Yes, it is. And try to avoid using any artificial air fresheners, those dryer sheets. There are some natural ones. You can get them in the health food store. Fabric softeners and other synthetic fragrances. Use natural. Go naturally. And have your tap water tested. Get filters on your tap water or your whole house, or at least tap water and shower and bath water. So we've given you a lot of ideas, and I hope they've been helpful to you. Dr. Yu, I want to thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
And please tell them your website.
The website that we have just created, and it's not complete, is called totallyyu.com. And we are trying to move to the next level in medicine. We're looking at endocrinology.
Wonderful. So that's totallyyou.com. Thank you for being with us. I want to remind you that we have not inherited the earth from our parents. We have borrowed it from our children. Let's treat it well. You can access this show and any shows through myvillagegreen.com. And remember to tune in every Wednesday. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and good evening.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often, poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com, Jarrow, for the best in probiotic supplements.
Question: how's your back? Your knees? Your neck? Bigger question: how are you responding?